It's the E-Commerce Minute, your daily dose of e-commerce, tech, and retail news with your hosts, John Suter, Bart Meraz, and Brittany Blackman. The E-Commerce Minute is a production of Sumo Heavy, a digital commerce consulting firm located in Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. Find us on the web at sumoheavy.com.
It's E-Commerce Minute, episode 753.
In today's episode, Chipotle launches virtual farmers markets on Shopify for suppliers.
The company has launched Chipotle Virtual Farmers Market Tuesday with Shopify, which will help farmers in the company's supply chain create individualized online marketplaces to sell meat, dairy, and grains directly to consumers. The program is designed to give suppliers access to new revenue as they weather decreased demand exacerbated by the novel coronavirus pandemic. Chipotle will assist with the design and development of each supplier's website and cover hosting fees on Shopify for 2 years. Four Chipotle suppliers will sell products through their individual digital storefronts to launch the program. Consumers can buy from Neiman Ranch, which supplies the chain with pork and steak, Petaluma Creamery, which supplies Monterey shredded cheese, McCaskill Family Farm, which supplies organic white and brown rice, and Meister Cheese, which also supplies Monterey Jack cheese. They must use a lot of Monterey Jack there. These marketplaces can also be accessed via farmersmarket.chipotle.com and the suppliers' direct websites. Chipotle has been working with Shopify over the past month to walk partner farmers through virtual onboarding sessions that explain the platform. The restaurant chain's director of culinary and menu development, Chad Browse, will also share recipes inspired by the offerings of Chipotle Virtual Farmers Market on the company's TikTok channel, adding to its slew of campaigns on the social media platform. The agricultural industry has been weathering the ongoing crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Farmers around the country have had to destroy millions of pounds of fresh goods due to decreased demand, with restaurants, hotels, and schools being closed. The program could also be a savvy marketing move that builds on Chipotle's commitment to freshness and bolster the chain's brand halo, particularly because the program could decrease food waste. I think this is great.
Num, 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 num. And we're done the podcast.
For lunch. I'm like,
and now we're done.
And then we're done. Yeah, this is good. Great deal, man. You're picking Shopify, get something easy to set them up. They're onboarding them. I think it's pretty awesome.
Yep. And it looks like that every single sign is easy. I mean, they're all, this makes sense. It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah. So,
but also it's like, it's great that they're doing this.
Absolutely. I mean, we've heard the horror stories of all the food, you know, what was the first story that came out, like the potatoes in Iowa? It was like, I have to destroy 9 million potatoes. And people are like, yeah, please send your potatoes here.
I mean, that's just showing you how constrained you can have your sort of food chain in this country, right? So the biggest problem is like half of this for restaurants for and quarter of this for consumers. But when the restaurants go away, there's no way to change that whole world. The logistics of it is just crazy.
Yeah, let's stick with logistics for a second. What happened with toilet paper? All the toilet paper that was being made for offices, like they couldn't sell that, so they had to pivot to consumer, and that's why there was nothing on the shelf, because what we found out is that people like to go to the bathroom when they're in the office. Who would have thought? So yeah, they had to pivot the supply chain. So I think it's the same thing here, where everybody goes, why is there 9 million potatoes laying in the ground? Well, there's no way to get them there because there's no place to take them. Unless you want to come to our farm and buy my 9 million potatoes, I can't do anything with these.
The logistics, right. The logistics of that are like they were dumping milk because there's literally no way to do this. Because nobody had that, you know, obviously hit and nobody, they just went, what?
Yeah. So I think this is great. And there was other chains doing this. Subway, Panera, and Potbelly, they were selling cooking ingredients and staples along with their normal menu items for delivery and takeaway. Not only did that help boost sales, but also get rid of some product and keep the supply chain going while things were kind of a little disrupted. But I think Chipotle is doing a great thing. There's two more initiatives. I'm going to read them off here. As reported in its latest sustainability report update, Chipotle is empowering its next generation of farmers by offering education, scholarship grants, and three-year contracts to young farmers. Chipotle and the Chipotle Cultivate Foundation have contributed over $500,000 to date to support the next generation of farmers through the National Young Farmers Coalition. Bravo. And one more thing. Most recently, 50 diverse young farmers were awarded $5,000 grants to begin or grow their businesses, 78% which represent minorities in the industry. Additionally, Chipotle and Chipotle Cultivate Foundation are helping growth stage ventures across the country to advance innovative solutions in farming through the accelerator program, Chipotle Illuminaries Project 2.0. you're doing a lot of things, man, with farmers. I really appreciate that because we always think of fast food chains as, you know, stuff coming from a factory, but they're really looking at where their food comes from. And that's that's one thing that Chipotle is always known for, is everything is, you know, supposedly fresh.
I would say that they started that trend, right? Like that was, that's first. And I think everybody was like, oh, this fast casual all of a sudden is becoming healthier. Wait a minute, we can do this too? Like, so they started changing it. I mean, forced McDonald's and you know, Burger King to look at their stuff.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, they were the trendsetter and all this kind of stuff. And I think people are moving away from, you know, what they consider fast food, you know, to be. Why would I spend X dollars here when I can go to get something that's at least a little better for me? And we're not saying that fast food is good for you in any way, but there are some chains that sell some good fresh ingredients and put it together at a price that you can afford, especially people who are on the go, people, you know, going to work, people just don't have time, got the kids in the car. You know, instead of feeding them Burger King every day, you can get them something good. Mm-hmm. And it's good that they're, you know, again, looking at their supply chain and supporting the people that are involved. So looking at these sites here, so if you go to the main Chipotle Farmers Market site, they talk to you about what's happening, what they're doing, and then they share some of the, what they call their farming family. And you, it has links to their actual site. So it links off and it basically says you're leaving your Chipotle site to go to a private site. And basically you have, you can see it's a Shopify template, nice and set up. And this one here that I picked, Neiman Ranch, they sell meat. They've got some nice artisan grill sets here, bratwurst, pork chop, sausage, looks like some Kobe looking beef. They have a brunch like a chef set, bacon, apple cinnamon cured sausage, farmhouse ground pork sausages, Canadian bacon. I mean, it's really high quality stuff. Yeah. It looks great. And it's great when you can support these farms and keep them going, because farming is in big trouble in this country. And that's a whole other podcast. Indeed. All right. Stat time. The nation's largest dairy cooperative, Dairy Farmers of America, estimates that farmers are dumping as much as 3.7 million gallons of milk each day. A single chicken processor is smashing 750,000 unhatched eggs every week. Guru Focus ranks Chipotle's profitability 8 out of 10 on several positive investing signs, which include a 3-year revenue growth rate and a return on equity that is outperforming over 85% of global competitors. All right, Bart, you get anything else?
That is it.
All right, that is your e-commerce minute for today. We'll see you tomorrow. You like my new closing? That's good.
Yeah, it's quite amusing.
That's it for today's show. If you like the show, do us a favor and subscribe or leave us a review on iTunes. And don't forget, you can now listen to the e-commerce minute on your Amazon device. Just add e-commerce minute to your flash briefing. And finally, if you have a comment or suggestion or just want to say hi, find us on social media at Sumo Heavy.